year's Nobel Prize in chemistry will be split three ways by two Israelis and an American. The winners discovered how living cells carefully selected the materials inside that need to be broken down and recycled. Joining us now to explain all this about the prize is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. I guess I'll first ask you the names of the winners.
Well, the winners are Aaron C. Hanover, who was an Israeli, 57 years old, and he works at the Technion, which is the Israel Institute of Technology. His colleague is Avram Hershko, who was born in Hungary but also is now an Israeli citizen, and he works at the same university as C. Hanover. And the third person is Erwin Rose, who is 78 years old. He is an American, and he is now at the University of California at Irvine. And what they did was solve one of the old mysteries of biology, which was understanding how cells managed to essentially recycle themselves. As you know, Renee, we're always sort of breaking ourselves down and putting ourselves back together again. But if this happened sort of willy-nilly, indiscriminately, we might just sort of break down the wrong proteins and end up as little puddles of protoplasm on the floor or something like that. So it can't work that way. There must be a much better mechanism for doing it. And it turns out that there is a very specific mechanism for controlling, picking out the parts that are ready to be broken down and sending them off to get broken down.
Well, I'm going to ask you to break that down just a little bit further to explain for those of us who won't understand these things. What exactly did they do?
Well, what they found was they discovered a molecule in the body called ubiquitin, which, as the name suggests, is ubiquitous in cells. And it turns out this ubiquitin is a molecule that is a tag, and it attaches to proteins throughout the cells. And when it attaches to a protein, you could sort of say it's the kiss of death. It's the label that says this one is ready for the recycling bin. And so once the protein gets tagged, it gets eventually gobbled up by a little molecular machine called a proteasome. You can think of proteasomes as tiny garbage disposals that run along inside the cells. What happens is these proteasomes gobble up the proteins that have been labeled, that sort of destruction time, and then the pieces of those those proteins get recycled. So the body can build fresh new proteins, and we get renewed all the time.
And then does ubiquitin do anything else in the cells?
Yeah, it turns out that it does. And I should mention this discovery was back in the 1980s. And since then, they've found all sorts of interesting things that ubiquitin does. For one thing, if you're familiar with plants that produce pollen and also have the means to produce fruit, well, it turns out that if you don't want a plant to pollinate itself, the plant actually has a mechanism that uses ubiquitin to prevent itself from pollinating itself. So that's sort of a curious and pretty different tangent from the recycling proteins. The other thing that it can do is it turns out to be very deeply involved in cell division and how one cell, or the DNA inside one cell, breaks up and ends up in two cells. So that's, you know, this is clearly a molecule we cannot live without. These are really basic things.
And just briefly, practical applications.
Well, there are diseases that involve proteins that aren't breaking down the way they should. For example, cystic fibrosis. So ubiquitin presumably has some role in this, and scientists would really like to figure out how to do that. It's use ubiquitin in some ways to find drugs or something like that. They haven't done that particular, but it seems as though that's a fruitful avenue.
Thank you very much, NPR science correspondent Richard Harris, on this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry.